Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. The United Nations continues to warn of famines of biblical proportions just ahead. Now, you may think that that's just third world countries, developing nations, but in fact, this is a global problem that they're describing due to the fallout from this plandemic hoax and the way that they've shut down the supply chain and the entire food supply. So let's hear in their own words how now we've left this phase one lockdown, which of course I think there's another wave and more of that on the way as well. But they then say now we're moving on to this second phase, which is more of a food crisis and resulting economic collapse.
So first, it's important to understand how distinctive and complex nature of the emerging crisis and how things get much worse the longer this goes. Many unknowns, but large downside potential. And let me make a parallel with a box event. Essentially, up to now, we have gone through the first phase, which is the first jab, which was the lockdown because of COVID-19. And we are now entering into the second jab, which is the food crisis, the economic crisis, which is the consequence of the COVID-19. The problem is, because COVID-19 has not been eliminated, and we are at risk at all times that we get a knockout in terms of the food security in the world. Clearly, it's important to recognize that food security is essential for our economy.
Yeah, I got news for you. It's not just the economy that depends on food, it's people's lives. And that's why experts are warning that we're going to see far more deaths from famine, from the hunger ahead of us, than they've managed to gin up to support their plandemic hoax. It's appalling how these officials can sit up there and talk about terrible realities with zero emotional attachment to what they're describing. But so today alone, we've seen Germany come out and close their largest meat packing factory. This is Tönnies, which they started ramping up testing, and sure enough, there were suddenly 400 testing positive. They were asymptomatic, but notwithstanding, let's just shut down all of your meat production. Germany, you don't need it. You can see here, Tönnies is the largest beef and pork slaughterer in Germany. They're in North Rhine-Westphalia. And the other thing this week, we saw the Netherlands go ahead and just proactively kill off 10,000 mink because maybe they have coronavirus. Now, this isn't the first time we've seen mass animal slaughters, right? The United States, we know there were millions of hogs killed, millions of chickens culled, and tons of cows that didn't make it to market. But that's because the meat factories had been slowed down or shut down, and so farmers and ranchers had no place to take their animals to market. So that was sort of a cascading failure. But never mind that. This is just, well, maybe these animals have coronavirus, so let's just kill 10,000 of them. And you can see, even RT in their headline asks, are pigs and cattle next? Are we just going to kill off the entire food supply because coronavirus, period? And of course, we're seeing that. We're seeing now the narrative expand in the United States. A German shepherd has tested positive for the coronavirus. Maybe chickens could have it. Maybe pigs could have it. I mean, they've really just pushed this as far as they can. And we've seen, you know, headlines like this. It's not if, but when a rogue virus extends from one of these chicken farms, dwarfing the, again, you see that language, dwarfing the coronavirus, interesting, and killing off half the world's population. Yeah, if that's not fear porn, I don't know what is. Now, I am no way defending factory farming. Obviously, I'm a supporter of regenerative, holistic practices, and this is the opposite of that. This is disgusting. But we need a graceful transition off of what's currently feeding the world, not what they're doing right now, which is just shutting it all down. Shut down all the systems. Why the New York Times is calling for the end of meat. If you don't support that, then you're a racist and you're the cause of climate change, right? They're just rolling all of these agendas. Anything the UN wants, somehow the CHAZ autonomous zone wants it too, and you're a racist if you don't. But let's step back from that. So the second wave is starting, and welcome to it. And the coronavirus that is now coming out of Beijing again is being linked for a second time, in fact, to meat, to seafood. According to local media, the coronavirus was found on chopping boards used for imported salmon at this market. WHO talking about food as a source for disease. They're really pushing this narrative that organic farms and animal agriculture is dirty. Of course, that's why they called their lab-grown, GMO, fake, Bill Gates-funded, fake synthetic meat. They called it clean meat because they're establishing the idea that Everything old is dirty and nasty, and we have to get away from it. And it's virus, right? Chickens have viruses, and so stop eating meat, racist. And you can see that this is happening across, it's not just Germany and the US. Here's abattoirs could be coronavirus factories, according to experts. They're being shut down in France, in Australia, in Spain, in Brazil. We've seen this covered out of New Zealand. Bloomberg covers another place in Ireland, where coronavirus cases are ripping through the European slaughterhouses. So this trend is happening across the West, and that's because they are burning down the old system that produces meat right now so that they can create the new meat industry, one without animals. This is the same language we hear out of the CEO of Impossible Foods, who talks about ending animal agriculture. It's the same thing they're doing with the economy. Burn it all down so that we can bring in the new Green Deal. It's the same thing they're doing with the police. Tear down, defund the police so that we can bring in the UN Strong Cities Initiative. This is what's going on across the board, ladies and gentlemen. But you need to understand that our food system is also being destroyed so that they can bring in a new fake food that they completely control. In fact, the US is blazing trails there as well. It's not just meat, as we mentioned at the top. It's also all factories, in fact, 60 of them now, from frozen fruits and vegetable packing and all sorts of food production, dairies, grain elevators are being shut down right now. All of this whittles away at our food system. And so it's an effort to get total control. In fact, it's described here by Max Levo as starvation to manufacture compliance, which has been deployed before. This is Holodomor 2.0. And the U.S. is going to be ground zero here. All right, so there's another trend I wanted to explore with you today, and that is that food is increasingly being mentioned as a vector, a dangerous vector for attack. So we've already covered how it's dirty and virus-ridden, and we need to get away from these old, nasty farms. It's gross. But here, too, we see another bid for control over the food system as the National Guard was attacked with shards of glass served to them in their pizza. And then last night, New York City officers were served Shake Shack milkshakes that had bleach in them. So this is kind of reminiscent of the needles that were inserted into Australian strawberries. And then there were calls for legislation that says, no, we shouldn't allow small producers because, look, people could harm your food. This is food terrorism. And we need a Food Patriot Act that says you can't buy from farmers markets. It's too dangerous. This is dirty food. It could have needles or bleach or viruses in it. You can only buy now from Tyson or Impossible Foods. You see how this is going to further consolidate control into the hands of a small number of people. And that's why I wanted to mention this rising trend of food, dangerous food. And then the other trend I wanted to keep our eye on is transportation, because there's an increasing number of truckers who are saying that they won't deliver to cities where they don't have, you know, police. And as we see yesterday, they shut down the Bay Bridge in San Francisco, which isn't just how people get back and forth between San Francisco and Oakland. That's how trucks get their supplies into the island, the little peninsula of San Francisco. And so if truckers aren't able to do that, they've got to take a detour across the East Bay, which has a lot of traffic. It adds hours and expense to people's shipping costs. And that's what, from transportationnation.com here, trucking experts are warning that defunding the police could lead to increased dangers for truckers, and that means higher costs for shipping. And a lot of truck drivers are coming out right now and saying, it's just getting too dangerous. We've seen people being attacked in their rigs, and this is just another, literally another block in the road for the trucking industry and the shipping industry, the shutdown of ports and everything that's keeping our supply chain moving. It's already exhibiting bad failures right now. You know, we've been warning for months about the fact that we get all of our pharmaceutical ingredients from China. And sure enough, now we have Zoloft shortages. I've also been warning about the fact that we get all of our car parts and tractor parts from China. And when those ports shut down, we didn't get our refills. And so now, sure enough, here's one of these John Deere repair individuals saying, I can't get parts for my customers anymore. I've got a customer down, meaning he's not able to harvest his crops right now. He's trying to get hay out of his fields, and he can't because we need John Deere parts, and I can't get them. So here you can see agriculture is also going to be affected by this breakdown in our supply chain. It's just another bump in the road that we need to be considering here. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot more news, and I'll do a second video later about some of the more rising symptoms of the grand solar minimum, including the fact that President Trump has finally ordered a new fleet of icebreakers to ensure security around the poles. Folks, you don't order a modern fleet of icebreakers in a warming world. So I thought that was just really interesting to see that. But again, we'll talk more about this and all of the hailstorms later. For now, just know we are witnessing the shutdown by design of our food systems across the globe right now. And this is a dangerous situation, and you need to be preparing and growing your own food and saving your seeds and telling your neighbors and your community about what's going on. So thanks for watching, and thanks for spreading the word. Let's go grow food and build great things.